Agnes Sorrel by G. P. R. James. Narrated by Lynn Thompson.
Chapter 1. How strange the sensation would be, how marvellously interesting the scene, were we to wake up from some quiet night's rest and find ourselves suddenly transported 400 or 500 years back, living and moving among the men of a former age. To pass from the British fortress of Gibraltar, with drums and fifes, redcoats and bayonets, in a few hours to the coast of Africa, and find oneself surrounded by Moors and male petticoats, turbans and scimitars, is the greatest transition the world affords at present. But it is nothing to that of which I speak. How marvellously interesting would it be, also, not only to find oneself brought in close contact with the customs, manners, and characteristics of a former age, with all our modern notions strong about us, but to be met at every turn by thoughts, feelings, views, principles, springing out of a totally different state of society, which have all passed away and moulded, like the garments in which, at that time, men decorated themselves. Such, however, is the leap which I wish the reader to take at the present moment, and although I know it to be impossible for him to divest himself of all those modern impressions which are a part of his identity, to place himself with me in the midst of a former period, and to see himself surrounded for a brief space with the people and the things and the thoughts of the 15th century. Let me premise, however, in this prefatory chapter, that the object of an author, in the minute detail of local scenery and ancient customs, which he is sometimes compelled to give, and which are often objected to by the animals with long ears that browse on the borders of Parnassus, is not so much to show his own learning in antiquarian lore, as to imbue his reader with such thoughts and feelings as may enable him to comprehend the motives of the persons acting before his eyes, and the sensations, passions, and prejudices of ages passed away. Were we to take an unsophisticated rustic, and boldly tell him, without any previous intimation of the habits of the time, that the son of a king of England one day went out alone, or, at best, with a little boy in his company, all covered over with iron, that he betook himself to a lone and desolate pass in the mountains, traversed by a high road, and sat upon horseback by the hour together, with a spear in his hand, challenging everybody who passed to fight him, the unsophisticated rustic would naturally conclude that the king's son was mad, and would expect to hear of him next in Bedlam, rather than on the throne of England. I let any one tell him previously of the habits, manners, and customs of those days, and the rustic, though he may very well believe that the whole age was mad, will understand and appreciate the motives of the individual, saying to himself, this man was not a bit madder than the rest. However, this book is not intended to be a mere painting of the customs of the 15th century, but rather a picture of certain characters of that period, dressed somewhat in the garb of the times, and moved by those springs of action which influenced men in the age to which I refer. It has been said, and justly, that human nature is the same in all ages, but as a musical instrument will produce many different tones, according to the hand which touches it, so will human nature present many different aspects according to the influences by which it is affected. At all events, I claim a right to play my own tune upon my violin, and what skills it if that tune be an air of the olden times? No one need listen who does not like it.
Chapter 2. There was a small square room of a very plain, unostentatious appearance in the turret of a tall house in the city of Paris. The walls were of hewn stone, without any decoration whatever, except where at the four sides, and nearly at the centre of each, appeared a long iron arm, or branch, with a socket at the end of it, curved and twisted in a somewhat elaborate manner, and bearing some traces of having been gilt in a former day. The ceiling was much more
Sample complete. Ready to continue?